From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley is warning that the U.S. will never be comfortable with North Korea being a nuclear nation. She said, just because the North and South are holding hands doesn't mean the threat has gone away.
Just because North and South Korea are holding hands today doesn't mean that that threat has gone away. The United States and the international community is going to keep up the pressure on North Korea to totally disband. Until that time, we're going to wait and make sure there's no activity, no testing.
Haley spoke with VOA contributor Greta Van Susteren on Wednesday in New York, and she added that if North Korea does not do the right thing, the U.S. has got options on the table. At least 12 people were killed Wednesday in twin suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri. VOA's Houses Service reports that the explosion struck in a market in the Borno state capital. At least one of the attackers was female, according to the witnesses. And the commissioner of police says that they entered the market, detonated their bombs, killing themselves and 10 others. About 48 others are injured, and the victims are in two hospitals responding to treatment. Also Wednesday, two Americans and two Canadians reportedly were kidnapped in central Nigeria while traveling to the capital city of Abuja. Reuters reported that the foreigners were ambushed by unknown gunmen and two police officers were killed in the exchange. For more on this story, go to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA. According to the Italian Coast Guard, about 1,400 migrants were rescued from overcrowded boats off the coast of Libya on Tuesday. Two bodies were also recovered from the boats. No details about their nationalities were immediately available. It is unusual to see a large number of people rescued at one time, especially during the winter months when the seas are generally more rough. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a press conference in Canada Wednesday, said the U.S. will maintain a military role in Syria to ensure that ISIS does not reemerge.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS. It was that vacuum that allowed ISIS and other terrorist organizations to wreak havoc on the country. And it gave ISIS a safe haven to plan attacks against Americans and our allies.
The International Organization for Migration warns that many people in the Democratic Republic of Congo will die if international donors do not help fill the funding gap that is depriving millions of people from receiving crucial humanitarian assistance. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The Democratic Republic of Congo is beset by widespread insecurity and escalating conflicts in many parts of the country. Extreme violence by armed groups in Kasai and Tanganyika and eastern DRC last year has pushed the number of internally displaced people in the country to 4.3 million, the largest in Africa. IOM DRC Chief of Mission Jean-Philippe Chosy says the humanitarian situation in the country has dramatically deteriorated during the past year. He says more than 13 million people will need international assistance to survive. IOM is appealing for $75 million to urgently meet the growing needs of displaced Congolese and the communities hosting them in North and South Kivu, Tanganyika, and the Kasai. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In Japan, Japan's space agency on Thursday successfully launched a solid-fuel rocket named the Epsilon 3, the third of its type in the latest in Tokyo's effort to stay competitive in the space agency. This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.